CII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of labaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. O Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless. Previously on Submission 1432.
Just watch, you're gonna die today.
Please leave him alone. You'll kill him. You did enough already.
I don't want to see the two of you ever in my life again. Did you hear?
Umar, talk to me, please, Umar.
Mom. But repeating the play button on bad memories will make you unhappy.
I was just waiting for Zia's call to tell me what happened with my ticket. The last flight out was tomorrow. I was hoping again, so...
What? Hey! Come back! Hashida, Taslim! They left us alone in this deserted place!
What? Oh my God, come back!
Oh my God!
Allah!
What are you gonna do now, Taslim? I mean, what the hell?
Is a CII broadcasting drama.
Oh, shukr alhamdulillah. Another taxi stop for us, eh? We always think the worst happened to us, but now when I think back, if our driver had not left us, we would have missed our Maghrib Salah because he would have refused to stop a second time. At last, we arrived in our hotel, made wuzu and were on our way to the haram.
Send my regards if you're going to haram. Pray for me and pray for Hadil Umam. Send my regards if you're going to haram. Pray for me and pray for Hadil Umam.
Mom, Auntie Zora, look, I can see the green dome. Wow.
Subhanallah.
So beautiful,
Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali
Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa
sallim alayhi Allah.
Yalla, come here. This is for you, ma. Yalla, come here. This is for you.
Are you Rashida? Who are you calling?
There's a beggar there, can't you see?
Arey, yahan bhi beggars che. I thought South Africa mahila khagad ne muki ne awa. Abhi yahan bhi beggars ponchi gaya.
Oh, they everywhere. Never mind. We must give. We didn't give any sadqa before we came to the haram. You know, before we go to offer our salam, we must give charity.
Ana waste bo di do sadqa we.
Maulana, you know, he's very learned. He said, Sadka wipes out our sins.
Yeah.
Ah, so we like cleaning ourselves before we go offer our greetings to the most greatest of makhluk. See, I learn new words in this class.
Oh, that is a very good point. Huh? I remember he also told us that we should look down and think of the one we are going to meet and read lots lots of durood. Emke bohu durood padwano.
Lot of durood.
Yeah, and he also told us to imagine a scene from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A day in Medina Tayyiba in the best of times, the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will give us a real taste in our ziyarat. Let's each think of a story we heard.
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters Medina with his closest friend, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an. The entire city turns out to meet him. The welcome is deeply colored by affection and respect. With open arms and open hearts, the Ansar welcomed him and the Muhajirin. Marhaba, marhaba, ya Rasulallah. The persecution you endured is now over. We the Ansar are now with you. Side by side with the Muhajirin do we stand. Now we are brothers. Our hearts tied by Allah's love will never grow apart. A new era had dawned for Islam.
Medina, you are one of the most glittering gems in the crown of cities. But you would not have been special if you had not thrown open your arms in welcome and comfort to my Nabi. When the Kuffar of Makkah drove Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out, you were like a glass of cold water on the most scorching hot day to him and the Muhajirin.
I picture the scene where the Sahaba radiallahu anhu worked together to build the Masjid al-Nabawi. I try to imagine their small houses and simple lives, the joy they all shared when one was happy, and the sorrow they felt at another's. I imagine Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha smiling at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he entered her home. I imagine her saying, "The ladies of Zulaikha cut their hands when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam. If they had seen my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would have cut their hearts."
Medina, you are blessed and sacred above others, because you and your people gave assistance to my Nabi. So Allah Ash-Shakur, ever appreciative, made your city such that till the day of Qiyamah, millions and millions will visit you, and those that did not will yearn to meet you, and those that did will yearn to return to you. You gave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam honor. In return, you were honored. Whosoever helps the deen of Muhammad, in return, Allah will help them.
Now we're a few steps away from the Haram. I imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing on the minbar in the midst of a khutbah, and he sees Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu enter the masjid. His face lights up. He steps down, goes to them, and picks them up, and showers them with hugs and kisses. I picture him passing a group of children playing, and him making salam to them. I picture his tears falling while carrying the body of his son Ibrahim. Which leader of today would stop to greet the child? Forget a leader? We ourselves would feel ashamed to make salam to a child we don't know. That was my Nabi. The essence of Medina, calmness and compassion. We need to adopt that again.
Tum Medina kya jayenge, Allah hi to le jayenge, par hum bhi Medina jayenge. Ashraf, don't touch the drill.
But I want to help you.
Not now, why? Some other time, okay? The car is coming to pick you up just now. Come, let me read you a story before you go, okay?
What book is that?
Fazail-e-Hajj. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever offers salutation on me at my qabr, I hear it. And whoever sends salutation on me in any other place, his every need of the world and akhirat will be fulfilled. And on the day of Qiyamah, I shall be his witness and intercessor."
What is a witness in the other word?
It means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person is a Muslim, so please send him to Jannah, and that this person loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that he came all the way to Medina to offer his darood.
I want to go to Medina also. Will you take me?
Here, Bhai Mota is here for you. Chalo, let me take your bags.
Chalo.
Ashraf, one day we'll go to Medina together. Ashraf, inshallah. Hum bhi Medina jayenge. Hum kya jayenge? Allah le jayenge. Hum bhi Medina jayenge.
What does that mean? It sounds like you're chewing a big chappy.
No, that means one day we too will go to Medina, inshallah. And when we are there, we will remember that we didn't go out of our own strength, but we were brought here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, Ashraf? You stay nicely with Bhai Mota and help around the house and listen to them, okay?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Maulana said we have to walk humbly and slowly. But if we walk like that, we'll be mincemeat, Zora.
Yeah, mince.
Look at those Turkish women, Allah. I feel like giving them a solid slap.
Mommy, shh. Don't spoil our Ziyarat by complaining. Let's adopt a positive attitude. No complaints about the Saudis, Turkeys or anyone else. If anyone misbehaves with us, remember, it's because of their ignorance. We would have been just like them, but we are lucky to have so many great ulama to guide us.
They opened the doors! Rashida, they opened the doors!
Ya Khuda, give us himmat!
Chala pe jai, they opened it! Allah, this is it, this is
this
it!
Is it, now or never!
Hey Nasif, my old friend, long time.
Naeem, how is it? I was wondering when you'll be back. You took quite a long time this time.
You know my mother, she was getting suspicious, so I had to lay low for a while.
I just hope you never lose that taste for a good life, yeah? That would be bad for my business.
No, no, not at all. Okay, there might have been some moments, but I'm sure you can convince me otherwise.
Come, Akhi. Let's go into the coffee shop. We don't leave our valuable customer like you on the street.
I'm still in a high. I can't believe I finally got to make salam in front of the Rawda Mubarak. It was something else. Subhanallah.
Yeah, it was so different from our days, na Rashida? That time we used to offer salam right in front. Aweto nallu portion they did. I got a shock when I saw how different the haram is, man.
And no sign of so many things. I think they moved it to the men's section.
Ah.
Everything for the men.
Handu hatari ki dulcha. You remember how we used to read namaz on the stage? At least that time we thought it was a stage. Aapne to kewa jahil uta that time, huh?
Ah, we was very dumb. On the Asabu Sufa. That's where all the poorest Sahaba radiallahu anhu lived.
I'm really sad I won't get to see it. I'm going down to get something to eat. I'll have 2 falafels and a yogurt, please. Jazakallah khair. As I walk back to my hotel, I absorb the sights and sounds of Medina. The vendors lining the street selling a toy with Ya Teba playing non-stop. I made a mental note to buy one for Sahal. How I missed him. Some ladies tried to sell me beautiful scarves in brilliant colors of the sunrise from Yemen. The heady scents of 1,000 perfumes wafted out from the ittar shops, and the tantalizing coffee aroma from the shadows of the coffee shop. I suddenly realized I was lost. Where am I? I'm lost. I tried to retrace my steps and took a corner into a dark, quiet alleyway. I quickly turned around and headed out, walking faster when I heard footsteps behind me. The quicker I walked, the footstep also picked up pace. I was terrified, and my heartbeat was going crazy.
Hey, hey, calm down. I can help you back to your hotel. Mafia, if I scared you. So what's your name? What are you doing out alone?
The cast of Submission 1432. Zora played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Rizia Razak, Tisneem by Tisneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zulay Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Rais Jara, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.